sometimes people have to be saved from themselves.
That's Ralph Nader. We spoke this week about a new book titled How We Can Save Sports, A Game Plan. Nader, who created an organization called League of Fans, wrote the introduction. Ken Reed, sports policy director for that organization, wrote the book, in which he argues that calling the U.S. a sports-loving nation is misleading.
When you look at the United States, we're really a spectator-mad country, not a sports-mad country like some people label us.
How has that come to be the case? Reed cites recent changes in the education curriculum, including, in some cases, the elimination of physical education and gym.
They're building an elementary school somewhere in Georgia. They're not even putting a gym on it anymore. The pressure from No Child Left Behind has put so much focus on science and math and reading that physical activity, art, music, those kind of things are going the way of the dinosaur.
Reed finds that troubling because
the research shows that fit kids perform better academically, have fewer behavioral problems, fewer emotional problems, and obviously they're more healthy.
Reed and Nader argue that instead of getting fit and staying fit, the U.S. population is watching as only the very best athletes perform, in part because of who's controlling the sports agenda.
Basically, in this country, it's a self-regulated monopoly system. The policymakers are actually the owners and of these franchises, and what they do tends to trickle down to the colleges in terms of things like seat licenses at stadiums and how they market suites at college stadiums. And everything trickles down, and high school sports are becoming much more commercialized now.
Nader and Reed argue that a healthier agenda could be set by so-called citizen sports activists. They would pressure Little League coaches to let everybody play. They would also lobby for more exercise and athletic opportunities for the children who don't make the Little League squads and soccer travel teams. Because as Ken Reed observes,
one of the saddest stats out there is that nearly 80% of kids drop out of competitive organized sports by the age of 13 because they just feel like they're being left out.
Citizen sports activists would also support season ticket holding consumers who don't want to pay full price to attend preseason games, and taxpayers saying no to owners who threaten to move their teams if public money doesn't provide them with new buildings, which Nader finds especially galling.
The money should go to recreational facilities in the neighborhoods. That's where the taxpayer dollar goes. And if big-time sports with billionaire sports corporations can't build their own stadiums, that's just too bad. If they want to speak like capitalists, they should act like capitalists.
Nader's premise is simple.
I've always viewed the history of sports as encompassing participants as many as possible.
As is his vision of what more the core of empowered citizens could accomplish.
It would spread out participation in sports right down to unorganized sports in facilities and neighborhoods all over the country. It would bring back physical education. It would develop a situation where the whole cultural concept of sports becomes embedded in tens of millions of people, so they don't just sit there as spectators getting overweight at a very young age with very bad nutrition.
According to How We Can Save Sports, the blueprint for change should include a national sports minister or national commission to set the agenda for sports. According to Ken Reed, creating that entity would hardly be revolutionary.
I've looked at countries all over the world, and we're like one of the few, if not the only one, that doesn't have any type of national sports policy, or some countries call them sports ministers. I don't know if it's best interest of the American population to have pro sports owners actually setting de facto sports policy for the entire country.